I used to love this.
It must be a comedy then.
It is, going back to the 1970s. It's a bit of a spin-off. Somebody put a picture of Robert O'Sullivan. Was it Richard O'Sullivan?
Richard O'Sullivan.
On Facebook yesterday, how he looks today, and it's quite sad.
Man About the House.
It's
then.
Man About the House,
right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Which used to star, it was Youth of Joyce downstairs living with Brian Roper, was it?
Yeah, that's
the
right.
The Ropers.
Yeah, oh, they were funny.
And they had a spin off, George and Mildred.
That's right.
And George actually was born on the Isle of Wight in Ventnor.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And there was the two ladies, Paula Wilcox, still doing stuff today.
Yes, she does, yes.
And I used to have a crush on her.
Did you?
Yeah, never liked the blonde girl. She always had a big bum, I thought.
Isn't she in Everdale Farm now, one of them?
No, Paula was. Paula Wilcox.
Yeah,
she was a couple of years ago. And she still looked all right as well.
All right.
Anyway, that's not what we wanted to talk about. We've got a special guest who's going to come in and speak to us for the next... Well, he's going to be here, chipping in now and again. We've got Kieran from Brading.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
I'm not bad. Yourself, Ian?
I'm all right. I'm alive. When you get to my age and you wake up, and Dame Shirley's age, when you wake up, it's a bonus. It really is. Well, waking up is all right. Being able to get out of bed, that's the bonus.
I know, your bones, they sort of take a bit longer, you know.
Well, I don't know, I'm 23 and I'm getting to that
age, so. So, what's your last name, Kieran?
Thompson.
Thompson. So, you in Brading, how long you lived there?
Ever since, 15 years or so. Good long time.
Good long time.
Yeah. Good long time.
The phone's ringing already.
Mm.
We haven't even said what the subjects are yet.
I know.
Hi, who's this?
Arr!
I wish I had your jingle ready.
What do you be doing with the weather?
It's all my fault. I did a rain dance.
You sorry dog.
How are you? All right?
Yeah. Are you floating yet or not?
Not yet. It's not raining yet.
It is, Ian.
Oh, it's just started.
Yeah.
Just started raining.
It's absolutely pouring down here, mate. I just dropped some people down to the Azura, you know, the cruise ship.
Yeah.
They're going out to cruise to Belgium for a couple of days.
Lovely.
Nice.
And it's absolutely throwing it down here. I fear that you may be in trouble Wednesday morning.
Right, what's happening?
I think you may tip up your island.
Oh, right.
Because I think that everybody will be rushing to the north coast to see this biggest ship in the world come in.
Which one's that?
Which one's that, Keith?
It's the one that's just been built. It is the biggest ship in the world.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's coming into Southampton.
Oh, right.
Is it the Caribbean on the coast? I think it's called something like that.
I don't know what it's called, my friend, to be honest with you. All I know is that they're giving away coffee and bacon rolls down at Mayflower Park.
Are you going down then?
Well, I've got to go down to pick up these people off the Azura when it comes back in.
All right.
That's coming in. That docks at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
8 a.m. And the other one's coming in behind her. So.
Oh, that would be a fantastic sight, wouldn't it?
It's the biggest ship in the world.
Yeah. Oh, do you know, I wouldn't like to go on that. It's too big.
So what would we call that? Would that be King Ship?
King Ship.
King Ship.
That's
King
Ship.
Yeah, like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay.
So.
That's a nickname, Soap. What about
soap? No, I never said soap. I said so. Today's subjects. You kind of remind me of a guy that's part of a family that would sit down and have a Sunday roast.
Mm. We do, but it's tea time.
Did you ever do it at lunchtime?
It's force of habit, to be honest with you. Yeah, we used to.
Mm.
So what's changed?
Well, we used to live in a pub, look. The pub never used to shut till half past two.
Ah, right.
Oh, you had a reason.
We just sort of continued that. It was easier for the kids and whatnot now they've grown up and got kids of their own.
Right.
To get the day through, and they normally roll up to us about 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So what about before you had the pub? Did you have a lunchtime Sunday roast?
Crikey, now you're going back, Ian. Yeah, we did do. This would have been the late 60s.
So what, again, it changed because your working habits changed. But then I would say the majority of people's working habits, yes, have changed over the years, but they've probably still got their Sundays free. So why aren't they having a Sunday roast at lunchtime?
Well, I don't really know, Ian, I suppose. I know that sometimes it's cheaper if you go and book it in the pub. If you're having a Sunday lunch at the pub, what they call an early booking, you get it cheaper than what you do in the evening.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, if you had a Christmas, you're having Christmas dinner, you'd have that at lunchtime, wouldn't you?
No, about 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's pretty close, isn't it? Like, you could sort of make it lunch by that, can't you?
Well, I bet most people have a Christmas lunch roughly around lunchtime.
Oh, I don't know, because Christmas morning, you're usually eating your chocolates and your bits and pieces.
You're like a child, don't you,
Shirley? I know, I'm like a child.
Are you really? I mean, come on, be honest. Whenever you go out, do you have your Christmas dinner at lunchtime?
No. We'll have it in the afternoon, because in the morning we're having a drink and chocolates and nibbles and things like that.
The problem is, Ian, you could get up at 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning and bung your microwave Sunday lunch, and you could have it by 9 a.m, couldn't you?
You could do.
8 minutes later and you've got a roast lunch in front of you.
Yeah.
Because I said to the wife yesterday, why don't we go back to having a Sunday roast? Let's be old fashioned, have a Sunday roast at lunchtime.
Well, it is a British tradition.
It is. See, what happened to the tradition?
Yeah, but you have your breakfast very, very late, don't you? A fried breakfast.
And I'd say, let's have our dinner
then. Because I can smell it.
And have that, tea time. Have a fry up at tea time, and let's have roast dinner at dinner time, lunchtime.
Well, no, because Sunday, what they used to be, Sunday tea used to be sandwiches and cake, didn't it?
Exactly.
Well, we used to go to Sunday school or church, didn't we?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Problem is, I sort of went to Sunday school and church to get my free breakfast, really. All the biscuits that come on afterwards, that's... then I can't have lunch for a few hours after that.
You got a free breakfast at your Sunday school?
Well, they would offer out one or two Jaffa cakes, but I was quite young and quite naive. I would just take the pack, usually.
No, that's not very Christian-like.
It's not. That's going to church to do that.
I do apologise to Braden Methodist for that revelation.
That's like going to church, and when the whip round comes round, you grab the bag and just give them a quid.
I never did that, I must say.
Did you do that, Ian? You ever been to church when the bag comes round? You got to put your money in it?
No, they never trusted us with the bag when we went to church.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Ian, I felt quite humbled the other day, because we went to, what was it? We went to a funeral, I think it was. Yeah, it must have been. And it was a Sunday morning remembrance service on a Sunday morning.
Right.
That's the one I was telling you where I didn't feel Christian-like. And there wasn't many of us in that church, about 30 to 50, I suppose. And when the bag came round, it was stuffed with notes.
Wow.
Really?
I couldn't believe it, yeah.
Because it used to be...
I felt quite mean putting my £2 coin in there, but...
it used to be coins, didn't it? Silver or something, they used to say, put in there.
Well, it was something to do with Maundy money or something.
Something like that. But there was notes in there. Well, you could have put your hand in and sort of, pretended and pulled some out.
You could see them poking out. Yeah,
wow.
Crikey, we're talking fivers, tenners,
Goodness me.
Cool, I'm going to start going to church.
Yeah.
Well, when we used to do the collection down in Dad Braden, they used to sort of first day of the month would be when you put all your money in, and then you don't give for the next 3 or 4 weeks. So the first day of the month, you'd be looking at hundreds and hundreds of pounds, and then 6 pence and a piece of lint by the fourth Sunday or so.
Yeah, buttons and things. Mm.
Well, it's like a friend of mine, she's become a bell ringer. What they call that? A campanologist. And I thought she went camping.
That's right.
Something to do with it.
You thought she was a bit camp.
Bit camping, yeah. But she says that next year, I think they're booked up for nearly every weekend to ring the bells for weddings.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good going, isn't it?
Yeah.
Church weddings, perhaps they're making a comeback.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What do you think, Kieran? Because you're younger. Would you get married in a church?
I probably would for the effect. I don't know if the effect is the right term, but for the whole Love Actually type.
We
look,
don't know if you're married though, do we, Ian?
Oh, I can confirm I'm not.
You're not. No, right.
Yeah, I'm on my fourth wife. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Good grief, you sound about 53.
Oh, no!
Well, thanks, Ian, for bringing me in. I'm just going to... It's been a hard life.
Well, I honestly thought you were in the same sort of decade as me, you know.
I'd happily take that as a compliment, actually. I think that I'd accept that.
Sunday school.
Well, I was one of those kids that was marched off from a young age, so... and it did me no harm.
Yeah, we had to go to Sunday school.
Yeah, we did.
I was christened, confirmed.
Yeah, I was as well. Mm. Yeah.
Married, etc.
We went to Sunday school and we had to spend the subs on sweets, and we just went for a walk along the seafront.
I'll tell you something, some of the lessons in Sunday school were very scary and stay with it for the rest of your life, Ian.
Go on.
Well, Well, I had one. This chap come out and he looked a bit funny as well. He had a red face. I'm still remembering now. And I think he had must have had like a birthmark or something on his face. You know, that was scary to start off with being a kid.
I got a birthmark on the end of my nose.
Well, yeah, you know, either that or he drank a lot of port, you know what I mean? He had that sort of complexion.
Yeah.
And he had these two jars, you see, Ian, and one was half full of sugar, and one was half full of coffee. And he was on about that you've got to be good and all this, that and the other, and you go, I think I've told you the story before, but
was this the vicar?
No, this was a guy that just visited the Sunday school.
He read
a lesson or read a passage, you know.
Right, just to the
and
children.
And he was going on about this story, and he said, you've got to be good, you know, he's pointing to people. You've got to stay clean in your life, you've got to do this, do that, and follow the God's law and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, this is what will happen to you. And what he did, he got the sugar and the coffee, which is half and half, and tipped them all into one jar and shook them all up and tipped them on the table. He said, what the devil will do, he will make you sort every one of those grains out so the sugar was one side and the coffee was the other. And do you know what you do when you've done it? He said, he'd make you do it all again. And that stayed with me in all my life.
Nice bloke.
Mm. Very cruel, isn't it?
Slightly better than having diabetes.
Well, I can't work out what sort of message he was trying to get across there, you know.
No.
I still drink coffee and take sugar. But, you know, when you're a kid, you know, obviously you take these things on board.
Yeah.
And, you know, well, like I said, here I am at 58, and I just recited it again to you. So you do remember these things.
You do remember.
What's the other subject here? What are you talking about?
Mobile phone masts. Have you had issues with your mobile phones?
Yeah, it went down. Apparently Vodafone went down last week for about 2 days.
Was it down where you are?
Yeah, but I switched over to Three.
Right, okay.
The only reason being in is that with Three, with the internet package I've got, I could drive along in my car and listen to Vectors Radio.
Oh, brilliant.
Phone.
I've noticed that Orange have these little things now where you can buy a month's worth of car Wi-Fi, which is and you just plug it into the car. Apparently, they got them in Orange, the Orange shop yesterday. Are you a pay as you go, or do you have to pay monthly?
No, I've got a contract. Believe it or not, my contract is £18 a month.
That's incredible.
I've got unlimited Wi-Fi, unlimited internet. And I've got, I think it's 600 minutes and unlimited text.
So do you feel when it goes down for 2 days and you can't make a phone call, nobody can phone you, do you complain and do you feel like I should get a little bit of money back?
No, because I've got, you know, it's like now, Ian, like I said, you know, I'm talking to you for nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to Vectors Radio and I'm driving along, you know, for nothing. Mm-hmm. Whereas what I couldn't do, you know, if I was on ordinary car radio, so to speak.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
What's the other subject you got?
That was it, I think.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, we've done them all now.
Mobile phones, roast dinners.
Sunday roast dinner, yeah.
There's
the traditional...
Oh, was it still about the Grand Prix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grand Prix. Yeah.
Can I just come up with an idea?
What's that?
We do watch it. I like to see the start of the Grand Prix, and I like to see the end.
I just like to see the end.
But I get bored in the middle. But I can never tell who's who. Why don't they have their name written on the top of their helmets? So we can see who... No, don't laugh, Keith. So,
so you know what he's laughing at. That's the thing.
Oh, no. I mean the helmet on the head, Ian, Keith.
What other helmet is there, then?
What the...
You just made that crude, Dame Shirley.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. No, I haven't. No,
yes, you have.
No, listen.
You did that all by yourself, didn't she, Keith? That was woman-made.
I was just laughing at, you know, seeing someone's name written on their helmet.
No, but don't you think, and then, because I keep saying to Mick, who's that then? Who's there then? And I don't know if they have their names or if they have a number on the top, like jockeys
do. Well, they
have
numbers, don't they, on the car?
Yeah.
Jockeys don't have their names on their hats.
No, but they have numbers. No, they don't.
They have the colours
they
and the stripes.
They have the colours, which you can tell who's who.
Oh, well, yeah, the silk, what they call
the
silks, isn't it?
Yeah,
silks,
yeah.
Unless you're colourblind.
Well, all right, Ian.
Well, sure.
Snooker's not your sport, that one.
But they should have something written so we can see who's who. Like
a bit
H for Hamilton, you know?
Well, I'm one of those nerds that grew up watching every Formula One race and adoring it, so I've sort of gradually learned all the helmets. But they keep changing them. That's
right.
Really
nice look, Ian's yawning.
Yeah, you know,
I'm sorry to tell you that.
No helmet is ever the same, is it? No two helmets are ever the same.
No.
Keith, just behave yourself, will you?
No, well, you've got the policeman helmet, haven't you? You've got a jockey's helmet.
Yes.
Well, they're helmets, and they're never the same. There's two helmets, look.
Yes.
It's you that's making it crude again.
Exactly. It's you that's making it crude.
Yeah, it's the elderly generation.
I agree with you. Absolutely, 100%. Thanks for your call, Keith.
Okay, mate, all the best.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Now. Bye-bye. Cheers. Bye. Bye. Okay, the phone rings. Hi, who's this?
Afternoon.
Oh.
Hello, me old flower.
What do you mean, oh?
Well, I think you've got
my little granola square, then.
You've got a story to tell, haven't you?
Have I?
Yes. What you told us the other night about someone taking your blood.
Oh, no. Well, but what are you doing today, though? What are you talking about?
We're not talking about that.
Oh, I've just added a subject. I've just added a subject. We're also talking about taking blood. That's the other subject. How lucky was that?
Oh, that's very fortunate.
No, I've got a Tesco Finest granola square here. It is possibly the doggies watsits of biscuits I'm chomping away at the moment.
Granola square.
A what?
Granola square.
You're absolutely.
You shouldn't be eating while you're talking to us.
Sorry?
You shouldn't be eating while you're talking to us.
Oh, I finished it now.
Oh, that's all right then.
It was that good.
I get the whole thing to my mouth one bite.
What was it again?
It's a Tesco's Finest all butter granola square.
Granola square.
Granola square. Wow. Right. Oh, so just one mouthful.
Pardon?
Come on, tell us your story about someone taking your blood the other night.
This is like Carry On Monday, isn't it? Starring Sid James.
Do you know, we watched Carry On Doctor yesterday.
So funny.
Have you watched Carry On Ladies or Carry On Women or something like that?
No.
It's probably one of the last ones that Sid James did. It's after Bernard Breslau was there, but Kenneth Williams had gone and Charles Hawtrey and Hack Jakes. But I watched it the other day, and I've got to say, I found it was a little bit uneasy watching it, because he had his hands all over the girls in it.
Yeah. And
if you were to sort of think back, now think about today, he could quite easily have been another Rolf Harris, couldn't he?
Well, when I was watching Carry On Doctor yesterday, the things that they were doing on there, when you think about it. But it was funny.
It was a little bit, I mean, it was funny for its time, I suppose. But watching today, I thought, I it's a bit more like soft porn than watching it for a funny thing. But,
they got away with sort of PG ratings, didn't they, the Carry On films? So there's very off the time.
It was definitely... definitely a raspberry flashed during it. I saw that, couldn't miss that. Wardrobe malfunction, I've no doubt, but the ladies had rather large lungs on them, shall we say.
Was that the little blonde bombshell?
That took a bra.
No, it wasn't. It was quite a big bombshell, actually.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not Hattie Jakes.
No, she wasn't in it.
Oh, right.
Oh, she was in the one I saw.
Yeah, she was in Carry On Doctor, yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't think Hattie Jakes flashed apart from two. We all have done that. You were talking about blood.
But you know, it's how you take this film. It's innuendos, isn't it? It's how you take it. You can take it the dirty way or the funny way.
Yes.
Well, it was originally like a televised version of the Saucy Postcard, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But some of the later ones, the ones when it sort of like got to the end of its shelf life, were a little bit. Not quite so clever and more on the crude side.
Yeah.
Carry On Loving, I think you might be referring to.
Right.
That was a bit saucy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carry probably was, yeah.
There was also a Carry On Emmanuel as well. I don't know if you can remember that.
There was, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that one, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of my favourite ones, that one.
They talk about making a new
one,
aren't
they? Yeah. I think it was Carry On Girls. Someone like, have a look at it. You'll see what I mean.
Yeah.
Do you know what? We should do a Carry On phoning. What's your favourite Carry On moment? Because every time, for me, it's Barbara Windsor, Carry On Camping. Out.
Have you seen that, Kieran?
Oh, one of the only ones I have, yes.
On the contrary, I quite like that Carry On Up the Khyber.
Yes.
That's a good one as well. That's the American guy in it, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Phil Silvers.
Phil Silvers, yeah. He was only in a few, but...
Yeah.
Do you know that Steptoe was in it as well? Harry H. Corbett was in one. It was the nightmare one. It was Carry On Screaming. Carry On Screaming. It was about Frankenstein. It was a take on Frankenstein. He was in it, and he got $2,000. So I've got these magazines, these Carry On magazines, with every DVD, because we collected the DVDs.
Yeah.
And there was a story of who was in it, how much they actually got paid. And he got paid more than any other person, and I think it was $2,000.
Well, that was a lot of money then, wasn't it?
He was a classically trained actor, though. That's the difference. He's well known for Steptoe and Son, and he actually hated being Steptoe and Son, didn't he?
He did. And it ruined him.
It was a very sad story behind the scenes, wasn't it? Yeah.
It absolutely ruined him. He never got much work after that, and he died quite young as well.
And everybody thought that he had a puppet hidden up his back, didn't they?
Anyway, you going to tell this story about the blood or not?
Well, I don't know. If you're not doing spooky things, maybe Shirley needs to save it for another day.
Or can you
wait that long?
Well, no, let's save it for another day, because I think that's a phone-in by itself.
The paranormal.
A phone-in by itself. We could do that Thursday.
Okay, yeah.
We'll see what we can do Thursday.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Sunday roast. Do you have a Sunday roast at lunchtime? Stop it.
A Sunday roast, we said.
Only if I can find a second person.
Now, can we be serious for a moment?
What sort of roast are you talking about?
Well, Sunday roast at lunchtime.
Roast beef, you know.
One that involves meat.
No, I'd rather have my dinner, actually, Ian.
Pardon?
I'd rather have my dinner, actually.
Well, that's what I was referring to.
A Sunday roast dinner. Yes.
Okay. Not at lunchtime. Because Sunday's normally the day to get up a little bit later than the rest of the week.
That's right, yeah.
By the time you've had your breakfast, it's getting on a little bit. The only time I've ever had Sunday lunch at lunchtime is if you go out for a meal anywhere.
Yeah, when you go out and have a carvery.
Yeah, yeah. Or something like that.
So when did you, because I bet you, when you was a youngster, you had your Sunday roast dinner at lunchtime.
Well, we didn't, funnily enough.
Did you?
We had it about 3 PM.
Ah, right. Dad down the pub?
No, because the old man would get up, then he'd go up the park and watch the cricket, then he'd come home at sort of like when the cricket, and then we'd have to go for the rigmarole, couldn't have dinner till my dad come back to carve the meat.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
He had to take the knife down to the uncle down the road to sharpen it every Sunday. And, God, it's on and on and on. And then he'd be standing there waiting. We're all sitting there like champing at the bit with our knives and forks. No, you can't have it yet. His dad's to carve the meat. You know? And if my mum dare carve it, he'd say, who's hacked this meat about?
Yeah, that's it.
You know? Yep. So it had to be done. It was like a ceremony. Yeah?
Yep.
And it always had apple pie to follow.
Yep.
Nice.
With custard.
And cloves. You know,
I used to get the apple pie bit with a blinking clove in it.
Answer my question.
Oh, horrible. Yeah. Horrible
thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
horrible thing. No.
Well, I like cloves. I wouldn't like them in apple pie.
Mobile phones. Okay. Mobile phone masts.
Well, I'm on Orange, so that's why I'm talking to you. If I was on Vodafone, we wouldn't be talking, would we? That's the bottom line.
Yeah, but over the weekend, did you have an issue with your
Orange? Well, I'm not on Vodafone, but...
No,
the
with
trouble
your Orange.
No. But if I go into Newport, or if my wife goes into Newport, that's it, end of the line. She can't talk to me until she comes out of Newport again.
Is she on Orange?
No, Vodafone.
She's on Vodafone. Because Orange had a problem over the weekend in Newport. The mast was down, and it was only in Newport, apparently.
Oh, well, I didn't have a problem. But then again, where I am is probably only in Newport by name, you see.
Right.
There were probably on different mast out there. But, you know, I mean, the island coverage is pretty poor anyway.
It
I only stayed
is.
On Orange because it seems to have better coverage than all the others on the island anyway.
Yeah, but they've had issues just like everyone else this weekend and in Newport, but you might have just avoided it because you're just outside of Newport. Honestly, the Orange signal has been absolutely dreadful over the weekend. We went into the shop yesterday and they said they've been inundated with people coming in from the area, and they've taken all the numbers, the phone numbers, the postcodes as well. They're looking into it, and I would imagine there is a case for us to say, here, hang on a minute, we didn't have any coverage for about 3 days, maybe even a week, because it's still not completely right. We should get a little bit of a refund.
Well, my wife's had pretty average coverage for the whole year on Vodafone. It's always got a problem in Newport. Always.
Can't she get rid of the contract then?
Well, the trouble is all these things. I don't know how it all works. I mean, I think your contract is sort of, isn't it tied up with the number you've got?
Yeah, it is, kind of. I mean, you know, the fact
is, if you
change
something else, do you lose a number, you see? If her number's on everything, like mine is,
yeah.
If you change, do you lose a number?
I think if you go on to a new phone company, which is what I've done recently, I've gone from Orange over to Tesco, which was like playing in the Premiership and going to the conference. It's an awful idea, but you get a little code which you can pass on, and that becomes your new number on that phone. And it takes a couple of days, but you get that new number on your new phone. So it can be done, but you have to request this little code, and you go through 8 different people. And the thing with contracts is that they're so hard to get out of, because about 90 pages long. You never read it, do you? It's like terms and conditions. You never read it; you just sign it, don't you?
Well, that's true. I mean, I only ever change my contract if my phone packs up and I need a new phone. You know, that's the bottom line. I think with a lot of people, you know, while it's working, you don't mess about with it. But I mean, to be honest, I really could do with getting shot of BT for home. Because that's been an absolute nightmare in recent times, and it's still playing up now.
Right.
You know, so there you go. I think each individual's got a different situation, haven't they?
See, I'd be tempted to just say, right, you're not providing me with what you're supposed to, so I'm not paying you until you get it right.
Yeah, the trouble is, if you do that to BT, then they cut you off, you've got no internet, nothing, have you?
Well, this is Orange, not BT, but it's a mobile phone.
If they cut me off, I've got no mobile phone then.
Well, then you can go get something from somebody else, can't you? If they cut you off. With a different number, yeah.
Yeah. See, so we're back to that again. Maybe there's mileage there for a new film, Carry On Mobile Phones.
Carry On Phone In, yeah.
Carry On Connection, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Hey, look, Arthur, thanks for your call.
Right, I'm going to have the other granola now.
Oh, we've got another one.
Another one?
I can't have just one. I think I have more than one.
How many is in a packet then?
Hang on a minute. Hang on.
Four granolas.
Hold on, we're coming
four
up.
Lovely.
Are you at home?
No, I'm at work.
Oh, well, that's no good then.
Well, look, you enjoy your granolas.
Mm.
Yeah. All right.
I'll get home, I'll get some more. I'm
going
to have to get them out tonight, the granolas.
Thanks
for your call.
Bye.
And we'll do that other story, that other... Because I think that's a phone in itself. Well, was that?
The paranormal, because I've got a story to tell.
Have you?
Yeah, about the house we stayed in. But what made me think about it, we were with Kim and Arthur Thursday night, and he told us a story what happened to him the night before.
Right.
And it was really, really spooky.
Okay.
Lots of things have happened in their house.
Everyone's got a story, haven't they, at some
point? Well, yeah, but this was proof. We saw proof of this,
I keep seeing things in our house that aren't there. Is that weird?
Well, yeah.
I keep seeing things that aren't there, and I just think, what was that? I thought I saw a spider then, or I thought I saw something crawl up the wall.
That's with age, Ian. That comes with age.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, it's not the paranormal then. I'm not seeing what you're seeing.
No, I mean, we did stay in a house, but that I'll tell you that story when we did the phone-in.
Because Arthur came into our house,
yeah.
And he was doing a job.
I know.
And he said, it's all gone cold.
Yeah,
he's been stood in this one place and it's just gone cold.
Yeah.
Why does it do that?
Yeah.
Because it does that from time to time.
Well, it did in this house we stayed in.
Yeah?
He all wasn't right. stood next to the aircon or something like that, was he?
No, not at all. But it's interesting.
Yeah.
It really
yeah.
is. But we'll save that for another day because I think that's a phone-in subject all by itself. Now, we've got a couple of them. We're talking mobile phone masts. You haven't got any issues. You say you've got issues. You live in Brading.
Yeah, well, I can only blame myself for that one, can't I? But I live in Brading. And not too long ago, I sort of looked at my phone contract. I was paying way too much for a pathetic little phone. So I got myself one of those flash Apple iPhones, went on Tesco Mobile so I could get it quite cheap, and the only place I actually get signal in my house is pretty much in my bedroom, because elsewhere you...
Upstairs?
Yeah, yeah. Upstairs, okay. Right at the back, and it seems like you go, it's all or nothing.
Yeah.
So I know I was on the phone to you recently.
You're all right, Shirley. Like,
yeah, I'm just taking this all in.
Yeah, I thought you was dying over there.
You're right. You're right there. Apologies.
Well, you've got to look after the old dear, haven't you? I was a bit concerned
there. I wasn't boring you.
You were making funny noises.
No, I'm trying to understand all this mobile phone business.
Oh, so is it just as bad on other networks in that area?
It's not. I committed Harry Carey, really, if I'm honest, by going over to Tesco, but... It was just, I just wanted to change. It was like a little rebellion moment where I went, I've had enough of Orange, let's go to Tesco Mobile.
Can't you
just
go back to them, though, and say, look, it don't work?
It's a bit like going back to an ex-lover, isn't it? I've got a new haircut. I do the dishes.
I was thinking about this the other day, going back to any ex. Would you ever go back to any of your exes? And I've got to be honest with you. Hang on, let's see who's listening.
What's your answer, Ian?
No, absolutely not. No.
No.
No, there's a reason why they're exes, isn't
yes.
there?
Yes.
So can you not go back to the previous... Who was the previous...
Orange. I probably could. It's one of those contract things. You just have to negotiate it, don't you?
But why don't you, then?
See,
that's what I'm really trying to get at. We just take this... you just imagine, right? You go down the shop, okay? Just imagine you've now been tempted to go down to the store and buy yourself a packet of granolas on the strength of Arthur buying a packet of granolas, and you get home and there's supposed to be four, but there's only three.
Mm.
What do? You go back to the shop and you say, "Oi, you owe me a granola."
Yeah.
Okay, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So why are we so lethargic when it comes down to, you know, changing things over, going in and saying, sorry, you're not supplying me with what I'm paying for?
We don't complain enough, do we?
We don't.
No.
We don't.
No. Anyway, very British.
Somebody's trying to get through to us, and I don't want to appear like they got a dodgy signal. Hi, who's this?
Oh, dear.
Hello?
Their phone isn't working.
Hello?
Are you on Vodafone?
Hello?
They're there.
Is there anybody there?
You go, ooh.
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 Is it they've got a dodgy phone, or is it paranormal
time?
Can you
phone back Thursday, lunchtime, please?
I suddenly feel cold.
I know, there is somebody there.
Anyway, where were we? So can you do that or not?
I probably could. It'd probably be 1,000 things you have to read in your contract, though. And
no, here's how you do it, right? You contact... I'll tell you, I've done this before.
Okay.
You contact... Your contract's with Tesco.
Tesco, yeah.
I tell you what, go online, I'll find it for you, because we do this all the time. You contact Mr. Tesco, the CEO, you go to the top. You don't deal with the Mickey Mouse
I've actually met him. I should have at the time turned around and gone, this is rubbish, you
hey,
know.
Look, hey, look, Mr. Tesco, you're supplying me with this, it don't work. I'm just about to embark on a radio career, and one of the first things I'm going to talk about is the fact that it don't work in my area.
Mm.
So what I'd like to be able to say is that you've released me from my contract out of decency so I can go with somebody that can.
Mm.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
Honestly, do it. I've done it with numerous people. Don't mess around with the phoning the 0800 numbers and getting through to someone who don't know what they're talking about.
Exactly, yeah.
Honestly, go to the man at the very top. I did this very recently with a company, and I got service within 35 minutes.
That's brilliant.
Don't waste it. You're paying for this.
That's the
whole point.
I know. It's just something that I probably knew I'd let myself in for. I know Tesco... they sort of piggyback on O2, so it's not actually their network, it's just their name. So I should have really have researched it a bit more. And I had O2 at my house about 5 or 6 years ago and had the same problem. So I think there's a bit of a moment of blind judgment, a moment of idiocy.
I think it's where the Isle of Wight is, so the terrain is so different to most places. It's high, it's low, you know, there's all sorts of places where you can get it wonderfully well, and there's all sorts of places where you can't. And you can't, what's the point of having something, you're paying for it, and you can't, you can't be supplied. So they're basically not giving you what you're paying for, and you're paying good money for something that doesn't work. If you were buying granolas, you'd be back and you'd be complaining. If you went in a KFC and they've done you out of a chicken drumstick, you'd be straight back in and saying, oi, you haven't given me the full works. Because it's a phone company.
That happens so much, though, doesn't it? With the small little things, that's the thing, as you say, it's the matter of size, isn't it? When it's something like KFC and you've been done out of your burger or something, you do go back and complain. So, yeah, I don't understand my own psychology over this.
I'll tell you why, and this isn't having a dig at you. This is because I bet you're of a certain age now where you think you can't be bothered because I've got a phone up and I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true, but I wouldn't know.
And they pry on that. We make money on that. Okay, not fair, but it doesn't affect me. I use my own phone with PAG. Oh, it's pay as you go. And I have it via my utility warehouse, so never lose signal and pay very low rates for all utilities anyway. The phone rings. Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello.
Hello.
Any problems with your phone over the weekend?
No.
None at all?
No. We're on Orange. Our mobile's Orange, and our landline is PlusNet.
Right.
Ah, I've Plus never actually Net. Known anyone on that. Is that any good, PlusNet?
Well, it works.
That's good.
Our internet and landlines, No, I didn't have any problems with the phone over the weekend at all.
Oh, right, okay. Because we had problems with the landline and Orange, but only in Newport, so you would have been all right.
But
say, for instance, had you had a problem with your mobile phone and maybe it had been off for about a week, would you complain and would you expect some money back?
Well, I've already got a pay-as-you-go thing, so I don't use my phone much. I only honestly use my phone for a kind of a communication device, not for anything fantastic. It's a basic phone. It makes calls, it receives calls, it texts, and it takes photos, and that's fine.
But then if you're not receiving the calls, I know you're on pay-as-you-go, and it's slightly different.
I don't honestly get a lot of calls on my mobile, so I don't rely on my mobile at all. It purely is simply because everyone's got a phone. I've had one for so long. You kind of feel you've got to have one, but it's not for business. It's not for anything. It's purely and simply a communication device for me, that's it. I don't use it that often. We just put a tenner on at a time on. It lasts me for absolutely weeks and weeks and weeks. Because I don't need to use it too much.
Cool, I wish I could change places with you.
God, I put loads on mine.
I don't.
The other subject is a Sunday roast at lunchtime.
No.
Did you ever, though?
As a child.
As a child.
1 o'clock, my mum always, and it was always followed by apple pie. Always a fantastic, like, it was always about 1 o'clock.
So what's changed?
I don't know. I think life just changed everything. People were working on Sundays, weren't working weekends, and I think... the lunchtime thing, it moved slot, didn't it, to evening meal. You never used to have an evening meal, did you? It was tea, wasn't it?
Well, you'd have a cold...
Supper, perhaps. Just before bed, about 8 o'clock or something like that.
We used to have tea about 5, 6 o'clock, and it would be, a cold collage, wouldn't it? It'd be cold set of sandwiches and maybe cake.
We literally used to have something like... On a Sunday, we often used to go... We lived in Essex then. We used to go down to Lee, down to the cockle sheds, and get some, like, shrimps and things like that from the cockle sheds at Old Lee. That was a nice Sunday tea time thing. And then, we might even just have bread and jam and a piece of cake. And then supper, if we were old enough then to stay up for supper, might be then what was left over from lunch. You know, a little bit of cold meat and something like that. But that has all, everything has changed, hasn't it?
See, I think we're much healthier eating at lunchtime, aren't we?
Well, it depends on what you eat, doesn't it, and what you want to do afterwards. Mostly on a Sunday lunch, most everybody falls asleep, don't they, in the armchairs. That was always followed on, didn't it? Everybody would sleep in the armchair, but poor old mum did the washing up in the kitchen.
It's
like Christmas dinner, isn't it?
I think a Sunday roast dinner would bring families back together again, because you could do the cooking, you could all sit down, but, wash and wipe up afterwards, and then go for a walk.
People just aren't always available on a Sunday, are they? I think the whole 7-day-a-week working week has changed such a lot. Really, and shift work and things like that. And I think people just whenever they can assemble, mostly, I think, is an evening.
But the people that I know that don't work on a Sunday, they still don't have their lunch on a Sunday.
We have a late breakfast. We have a late breakfast on a Sunday, and it's always a big breakfast. Don't really want a lunch at lunchtime, because you couldn't do it justice. So we always eat about
like
six
tradition.
Anyway.
I like tradition.
For a spanning works. What about a brunch?
Yeah.
That's quite nice. But then I feel as though I'm being done out of something.
Oh, well, two meals in one.
All
right. It's
like a
breakfast.
Kind of a mixture of a couple of things, isn't it? But, no.
Well, thanks for...
You just have to... I mean, there must be people that do still have Sunday lunch, and that's very, very nice. But I think mostly a lot of people do lots of things in the mornings on Sundays, especially women now. Perhaps, you know, and preparing Sunday lunch is a whole morning's work sometimes, isn't it? So...
Instead, it's an afternoon.
My mum used to be up sort of at the crack of dawn getting everything ready for a Sunday lunch.
Because it was special.
She didn't really have much of a Sunday at all.
It meant something, didn't it?
It meant she was worn out.
Well, I just think it's really sad that we've let that one go, because I think it's a...
Well, Ian, I think you should bring it back.
Well, I tried to, yes, and my wife was dead against it. I said, I'd do it, I'd cook it, I'd do
it.
Yeah,
how lovely.
Well, that's revenge for the old Downton Abbey comments, wasn't it? I imagine that's
Downton Shabby. Shabby on this show.
It's Downton Abbey.
Do you watch Downton Shabby, Jackie?
I do, yes, I quite enjoy it.
It's Downton Abbey, isn't it?
Just the politeness of everybody, really, and the way people used to speak... and the complete difference in the class system is unreal, isn't it?
That's right.
I don't know whether that is the case now, whether there must still be that kind of...
I bet there is some places.
...situation, mustn't there? Sort of stately homes. I don't really know.
They're slaves, those people. Those people down below stairs.
I suppose it was again. It was a job, wasn't it? And they were presumably relatively well looked after, and they ate well, didn't they? And they were all kind of quite proud of their positions, it would appear. So... It was probably an infinitely better than being thrown out on the street.
Because they had all traditional stuff going on around them, and we're losing the traditions that we've got, which keep us in line.
Yeah, I don't know how we can bring it all back.
Sunday roast.
Right, perhaps you ought to do a Save the Sunday Roast campaign or something.
Right. I think we ought to.
Do it on the Facebook. Yep.
I think we ought to. I'm going to campaign to bring back the Sunday roast. I'm going to go and have a word with Hamilton's first, see if I can get a good deal out of it.
Bring back Sunday lunch. Then you'll be classed as racist then, won't you?
Do you know what? I'm going to chuck something in now, okay? I went down the high street. And I'm scared to even say this because it might put an idea in some idiot's head, okay? Now, there's a shop that we took some old clothes to and so on. It was a new blind as well, and we didn't need it, so we took it into this shop, Mencap. Now, knowing what Mencap is and what it's actually... They don't use that term anymore, and I said to the wife, how long will it be before someone says, that's politically incorrect now, you can't use that name for your shop anymore?
It's labelling, isn't it?
There's a massive story.
It's a trading sort of... logo, isn't it? Mencap. It's something that
definitely.
Everybody knows about,
definitely.
Isn't it?
But we know what it's shortened.
It's a Mencap in cows, isn't there?
We know why it's shortened and what it stands for, and that terminology isn't used anymore. So how long will it be before some do-gooder says, oh, you can't do that anymore?
I wished
I hadn't said it, because I don't want to give somebody that idea.
No.
For their 5 minutes of fame on Twitter.
Sort of think like that. I think there's something wrong with them, quite frankly, because it wouldn't enter my mind.
Absolutely.
To kind of think that was a derogatory term. It was the charity set up for people with those sorts of problems, wasn't it? And that, I suppose that's a way of getting through to the public that that's what that charity is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got to point out at this stage that no one's actually said anything as yet.
No.
I wished I hadn't said it, because it might draw attention to it.
They probably won't, Ian. I won't say anything.
All right.
I quite agree with you. I understand exactly where you're coming
from. Keep it between
us. Yeah, you've got to be so careful, haven't you, really, what you say these days. Yeah.
Mum's the word. Thanks for your call, Jackie.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to get the roast on, and we'll come back and wee while.
Have your say on the Isle of Wight phone-in, brought to you in association with White Fibre. It's not only super fast, it's super unlimited too. Telephone them on 01983 240 240.
My name's Tony Bray. Several years ago, I read Maggie Curry's book, What You Believe Creates Your Reality. It was a turning point for me, and since then, I've achieved things I thought I would never be able to achieve. I've lost several stone in weight. I've managed to swim across the Solent twice. I've raised £16,000 for motor neuron disease. I've become the chairman of the association on the Isle of Wight, and all this started by just reading Maggie's book. I recommend you do so, and I recommend you speak to Maggie, because she will make a positive difference to your life. I totally guarantee it.
Contact me today on 01983 754666 or email hello@maggiecurry.co.uk and let's start your life transformation.
4 P's.
Vectis Radio are proud to announce the 4 P's course in radio presentation, available to schools and school leavers looking for training in media skills of the 4 P's: presenting, promoting, producing and podcasting. Contact Vectis Radio on ian.mac@vectisradio.com for more details. We can help you take the first steps to your media career.
Need your appliances pack tested? Call the local experts, West White Audio. Reasonable prices and all-island coverage. Give Kelvin a ring on 0800 118 2484 for a no-obligation chat. Email info@westwhiteaudio.co.uk or follow the link on the Vectis Radio homepage.
White Office Equipment Computer Repair is all you need to have your computer or laptop repaired from just £20 plus VAT. This includes all labour for as long as it takes us. Just drop your laptop or computer into our high street store at your convenience and collect it when it's been repaired. No need to book. Come and see us at the High Street, Sandown, opposite Sainsbury's, or call 400045. That's 400045.
As the nation's leading first aid charity, we at St John Ambulance believe nobody should die because they needed first aid and didn't get it. Yet only one in five of you would know what to do in the event of an emergency. So why not be the difference in your local community by volunteering with the St John Ambulance units at either Ryde or Newport? You'll learn life-saving skills which could be the difference between life and death.
Modernistic sounds of R&B, soul and ska from the great days of the jukeboxes, coffee bars and cafes. Mix it up with memories of smart suits, miniskirts and scooters. Sprinkle in some two-tone Northern soul and classics and your Monday night's complete. Join me, Marco, for Mod Anthems every Monday evening, 7 till 10pm. And let's go back to the future.
Have your say on the Isle of Wight phone-in, brought to you in association with White Fibre. You can download all the movies, music and photos you like with no usage caps at breakneck speeds. Go to www.whitefibre.com.
All right, it's Monday lunchtime. It's the Monday phone-in. We've got a couple of subjects on the go. We are talking about mobile phone masts and also the Sunday roast. We didn't ask you, Kieran, whether you have the Sunday roast at lunchtime.
I don't. Again, this comes a bit back to the old F1 thing. There's a good 12, 13 races that happen around that lunchtime, and we sort of have, like, we call it Formula One lunch. It's like hot dogs and in rolls, so we've just we don't have Sunday lunch, we just have that.
So would it be fair that to say that Formula One dictates when you and what you have for your Sunday meal?
Formula One dictates my life, Ian. It's probably unhealthy.
Dear. He'd get on well with your wife, wouldn't he?
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Not too well, I hope.
Although, as I say, I'm not married.
Yeah, but Lucy is.
And she likes braiding.
And she loves the Grand Prix.
Oh, that's good.
She'll tell you anything about the Grand Prix.
Well, that was one of her reasons why she didn't want to reinstall the Sunday roast at lunchtime.
Yeah, because it's usually
on a crash.
I'm happy to miss football.
Yeah, well,
I'm more than happy. I just like being old fashioned.
Mind you, sometimes we'll sit and have it on our lap if there's something we want to watch. So,
okay,
you know,
let's just backtrack to the mobile masks, because a couple of people have messaged us. Lizzie Guster says Vodafone is still hit and miss with signal at the moment. Fed up with it now, as I pay £21.99 a month for my contract. I got a 70p a day the first time it went down. So she got 70 pence back. back. Then not long ago, I had a whole £5 off my bill, which they thought was a goodwill gesture. Sounds like a Mickey take to me.
Yeah.
Angela McCurtry says, my husband has been on a 2-year contract with Vodafone. If we do not get the service we pay for, we should be entitled to cancel the contract. Couldn't use his phone all of last week. Last time he complained, he got a 60 pence credit. Someone really needs to look at phone contract laws. It's unacceptable, but on a brighter note, he comes off contract next month, which I bet he won't be going with Vodafone. The issues that we had was with Orange, but only in Newport over the weekend. Now, the other thing that we were doing was, years ago, we always used to have a family roast dinner on a Sunday lunchtime. Now it's moved to tea time to accommodate football or the Grand Prix. Does TV dictate your Sunday roast, or is it another tradition gone? And these are what the peeps said. Fiona says, now you know, everyone knows Fiona. Fiona's that blonde, lovely blonde lady.
Fiona Phillips, no.
No, Fiona Phillips is the lady from the
she's
television.
She's a lovely blonde lady, though, let's just say.
I know which Fiona you're on about.
She's the one that works in Jay the Lardy Barber's place. She's the lovely blonde with the cheeky peachy bottom. In the window. Notice they've moved Jay away from the window because he's kind of scary looking. And they got that pretty as a picture, lovely Fiona.
Oh, that's Fiona, is
she
it?
Has a, she's probably about 30, early 30s, but she has a roast dinner at lunchtime.
Oh, she's too young for you, Ian.
Alison Day Logan says, we have a cooked breakfast stroke brunch in the morning, try to get out and do something in the afternoon, and a roast in the evening. Nothing here is dictated by TV. Michael Bublé's been in touch. Not the Michael Bublé. TV doesn't dictate anything in my life, thankfully. Nothing is more important than food, especially a roast dinner. Yes, but do you have it on a Sunday lunchtime? A roast dinner, says Ian Lordall. After the pub has closed at 2. Well, that's close enough, I guess. What else have we got here? Dinner on Sunday can be affected by Formula One, says Mrs. J, but usually go around lunchtime. I get mine cooked for me these days, so it's even better than when I had to cook it myself. I have a roast dinner without the meat. TV is a minor part of my life. I rarely watch it, but when I do, it's stuff I've recorded to pick out the bits I want to see. Enjoy your roast, Macca. Yeah, we have to have it at 5 o'clock because Formula One. Blimmin' Formula One.
Yeah, the football was on at 5 o'clock, wasn't it, last night?
But I would have said, no, let's have a roast dinner. We had roast pork, all the trimmings, crackling as well.
Do you ever have a roast in the week?
No.
Well, we do sometimes.
It's always a Sunday roast.
Sometimes we'll have one in the week.
Tradition.
Yeah. No, I've never had one during the week.
Oh, really? We do sometimes,
Do you mind, you two?
Apologies.
Surely you're capable of deciding when you want to eat your roast dinner. If you think that football or Formula One are more important than is your decision, nothing to do with tradition. Well, my wife won't let me have roast dinner lunchtime now.
You've got to put your foot down, Ian.
I am.
With a firm hand.
Ruthie says, we are never dictated by a TV. Sunday dinner, normal time. Lunchtime. Good for you. Can I come next week? Jules says, long gone. I work Sundays. However, I'm on leave today, so a rare Sunday roast it is. See, that's fully understandable. If you work, fine. Yeah. But then when you're not, she's gone back to the old traditional way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad. I think that none of us are doing this. Alan James Marsh, LRPS. I don't know what that's all about. Drop the LRPS.
It's an army regiment.
Is
LRPS,
it?
I believe, yes. Correct me if I'm wrong, Alan James
LRPS.
Marsh.
Yeah.
Oh, for goodness sake.
LRPS. Lieutenant?
Too busy doing things on a Sunday dinner. Sunday dinner at 7-ish.
Gosh, that's late.
Wow.
Too busy.
That's too. Yeah, see, that won't have gone down by the time you get to bed. You'll be giving yourself problems in later life.
You will.
Well, my grandparents used to cook it about 8:30 in the evening when they had a Sunday roast there. That was way too late.
Wow.
That is
late.
Excessive.
You probably have to go to bed then, won't you?
Oh, yeah.
That's the reason why. They didn't want you there.
Yeah, they did, yes.
They didn't want you. Oh, it's late.
It's a sad youth.
Get the chav to bed. Let's get late. All right, so that's just about it from us. We've got to go.
We have.
You've put all your clothes back on now, Shirley. Is it cold?
It's getting colder now. It really was hot earlier on. It's a bit chilly now, isn't it?
This is sort of cooling down a little bit. Yeah, quite nice. Yeah.
You're like two old ladies over a fence. You do, natural. Okay, thank you, Dame Shirley. Thank you, Kieran. And hopefully we'll see you again. Stand by.